Hello out there to all you people on the go and you multitaskers. This is Homeschool Mom Movie Maven, and this review is on Aquaman, who, from the title of my written blog, went from the lamest comic strip hero to Aqua Dude. For the Blink or You'll Miss It short take, the review is super cool and buff version of Aquaman, a.k.a. Arthur Curry, who must challenge his bellicose brother Orm for the underwater kingdom of Atlantis to prevent a war with the human race. Who should go? Mid-teens and up for some language, a great deal of cartoon violence, which might be scary for younger children, the topic of adultery, and a lot of cleavage. The long take. When I was growing up, Aquaman was arguably the lamest superhero on the block. Justice League re-presented Jason Momoa, who also played the ill-fated Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones, as a long-haired, hard-drinking rock star biker dude. And I thought it worked. This watery superhero has all the battle finesse of the Hulk and the smart-aleck attitude of Rocket from Guardians of the Galaxy. This Aquaman was fun to watch, and the highlight, with Gal Gadot's cameo as Wonder Woman, of the otherwise fairly anemic Justice League movie. This new installment to the struggling DC universe reestablished Aquaman's origin as a comic book hero. The vibrant colors, a complex but nonsensical plot, the largely unexplained but visually exciting weaponry and pseudo-technology, the characters with semi-magical abilities, the scene-chewing, hammy-handed acting from even the likes of an over-breathy Nicole Kidman, and the posturing dialogue all underscore the comic book source material. The story begins as Queen Atalana, played by Nicole Kidman, of Atlantis, flees an unwanted arranged marriage with a king we never meet. Wounded but still pretty battle-feisty, she washes up onto the shore of a lighthouse keeper, Tom Curry, played by Timura Morrison, with whom she falls in love. Several years later, she has born Tom a son, whom they name Arthur, purportedly after the hurricane raging about them at the time. The hurricane might be foreboding of the inevitable conflicts to come, but the name Arthur was obviously a nod to Camelot, and one of the many derivative references used to cobble together this script. When Atlana is finally found by the forces of Atlantis years later, she is forced, for the safety of her baby and the father, to return to Atlantis. The once-in-future King Arthur of the Ocean is trained periodically by visits from Vulko, who is played by a very stiff Willem Dafoe, who looks extremely uncomfortable in his spandex outfit. Fast forward to Arthur's biblical 33rd year, and a war is set to break out between the about-to-be-blindsided human race and Queen Atlana's younger but legitimate son, Prince Orm. Orm is played by Patrick Wilson, mostly known for supernatural scary movies like The Conjuring and the Insidious series. Orm blames his mother for having brought shame to their family by bearing a half-breed bastard for a human. Orm strives to bring unity to the seven kingdoms under the ocean. If this sounds incredibly familiar to Thor's Nine Realms of Asgard, well, it is. Orm also wants revenge on the human race for the human waste dumped into the ocean. This is as dumb as the Captain Planet series. No mention is made, of course, as to how the Atlanteans and their hordes of sea critters handle their bathroom issues any differently, or the fact that the dumpage in question is biodegradable, or that the ocean is incredibly vast, or that Atlantis is pretty darn far from any coastal areas, or that the other six realms don't really seem to have any bone to pick with the human race. Just sounds like Orm simply has mommy issues and brother envy to me. Princess Mira, played by Amber Heard, mostly eye candy in previous films like The Playboy Club and Magic Mike, is the daughter of King Nereus. King Nereus is played by Dolph Lundgren, and I really can't resist a side note. Keep in mind, as you remember Lundgren as the rough, tough guy in Rocky IV, Creed II, and the Expendable franchise, that this man has a chemical engineering degree. Mira seeks Arthur out to stop the war by encouraging Arthur, the eldest son, to take his place as the rightful king. Arthur is reluctant as he aligns himself with humans and seems sure Atlantis is a nice place to visit, but doesn't really want to live there. He is also mad about the fate of his mom, but I won't give any spoilers about that here. Mira and Arthur set out to find a special Excalibur-like trident whose power is so strong it will not only defeat baby brother Orm, but bring all the realms inexplicably together in a peaceful coalition. The rest of the movie is taken up with so many quests, including duels, long treks through wastelands, battles with armies of inhuman monsters, underwater labyrinths, and lessons in humility that Hercules' patience would have been put to the test. The whole thing is a big, bloated, but ultimately kind of fun hoot. I can see why it was a huge hit in China. I mean, no offense, but a lot of time is spent in meaningful stares, posturing and action figure stances and dramatic appearances. Reminds me of a lot of kung fu movies I've seen. There were times when the stilted language, bright colors, and poised settings made it easy to envision the comic strip frames from which each scene could have been inspired. There's no hanky-panky, although Atlana does live with Arthur's father out of wedlock, eschewing her obligations and her fiancé. There's a lot of cleavage, and Arthur spends most of the movie with his shirt off. There are a handful of minor profanities, which parents of minor children might not want repeated, and topics of war, adultery, and murder, which parents might deem inappropriate for younger children. So honestly, not much worse than your average Grimm's fairy tale. The CGI in the early scenes with Nicole Kidman and Temuera Morrison is pretty creepy. While not Tron Legacy-level style disturbing, or Henry Cavill's Justice League Superman mustache ridiculous, it is distracting nevertheless, and CGI Willem Dafoe in the training scenes looks cut directly from a high-quality video game. The music is darker and more ominous than it should be for a kid's superhero movie, but then the topics of adultery, murder, treachery, betrayal, and incitement of global warfare are all pretty dark topics as well. The character of Arthur, a.k.a. Aquaman, is the highlight of the show with his genial, protective, giant personality who rarely takes anything completely seriously. With the size of Drax, the impulsive nature of Peter Quill, the fighting skills of Gamora, and the snarky attitude of Rocket, this DC hero is almost the entire Marvel Guardians of the Galaxy crew in one fell swoop. The bright, vibrant colors in almost every scene clues you right away that we are here for a comic book good time. And ultimately, what do you want? As I have admonished before in other blogs about similarly themed movies, this is not Hamlet or Chekhov. It's a superhero movie. So enjoy. And remember, if you're listening in your car or on an iPhone, you can get the full original review, including pictures and links, at www.homeschoolmommoviemaven. That's Homeschool Mom Movie Maven, spelled M-A-V-I-N. .com. And take it from a homeschool mom, not every book has to be educational. Sometimes it can just be a comic book.